Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James. This is the second of three videos that I'm putting together for him. I recently came across this graphic about the state of diversity and inclusion in Microsoft. And they mentioned that as of September 2023, rewards eligible minority groups and women will earn $1,007 for every $1,000 earned by a reward eligible male employee with the same job title. This accounts for 99.8% of the global Microsoft workforce. I don't know what rewards eligible means. Maybe it has something to do with bonuses for hard work. Who knows? But what I do know is that it looks like Microsoft has now drank the woke Kool-Aid. But isn't it technically illegal to pay one race or gender more than the other? But the government probably looks the other way because it too has been infiltrated by gender and race ideologues. While this all sounds outrageous, I think that surely it won't matter anymore. Because technological unemployment is almost here. From what I've been reading and seeing, artificial general intelligence is only about a year or two away. So all these people playing the wage gap games are just rearranging deck chairs on the gender equality Titanic. Instead of focusing on who earns more, we should be focusing on accumulating as many assets as quickly as possible now, while living as cheaply as possible. Because this game of financial musical chairs is about to come to an end, when automation and AI make most of us unemployable. The assets you've built up, along with your family, houses, tech stocks, Bitcoin will need to last, and will as technological deflation becomes rampant. Those with assets will do better and better as the purchasing power of those assets continues to rise, relative to the cost of things that they can buy with them. Look at the rampant layoffs from the big tech firms. The layoffs aren't coming because AI is replacing people at companies like Microsoft. That comes later. First, companies are cutting ESG jobs because they need the resources to invest in hiring new AI-focused employees and paying for GPUs from NVIDIA. There's an arms race to see who can build it first, and it's an all-hands-on-deck sort of thing. And anyone wasting time and money aboard the Microsoft ship will be thrown overboard. We are seeing that now. Then once AGI is adequate enough to replace workers, the majority of people that created it will also get laid off. Then that's going to be rolled out to the company that does it first to other non-tech companies. I don't care what race and gender you are. In the end, most, if not all of us, will become unemployable, and that's what people in power don't want us to know about right now. Instead, they want us debating what type of crotch fruit we have and skin color we have while they conquer the real world. That's also why the men going their own way philosophy was demonetized on YouTube and ripped off of Reddit. Because it freed up men's time to double our income while simultaneously doubled the amount of money we could save. Because we didn't have a wife in our life. Because it allowed us to build up assets at a crucial time in history, and if we don't do that right now, we won't have the same opportunity later once 20, 30, 40% of the population is technologically unemployed. Even if you're one of the lucky 50, 60, 70% of people that still have a job in a decade or two, your income will come down, because there'll be more competition for the remaining jobs. People are going to revolt against this as well, and that's what's happening right now. Just recently, they burned a Waymo car that's fully self-driving to ashes in San Francisco. We could be seeing the beginnings of a neo-Luddite movement forming soon. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the gender war and the outrage that it brings doesn't matter anymore, Clown World Show. Just for the record, the largest position in my financial portfolio besides Bitcoin is now Microsoft. They almost got their hands on Sam Altman last November from OpenAI. And pretty much own a stake in the company. So they are virtually unstoppable at this point. Even with Google's recent AI image generator that created dark-skinned Nazis and refused to generate white people, these companies and their technologies can't be stopped at this point. My Microsoft shares are part of the IYW ETF, which maintains them as the largest number of shares in that fund. I don't agree with them ideologically, but I fear future poverty more than losing some of my principles at this point. But I don't think the future is all doom and gloom. A couple of weeks ago, we saw the sample of Sora, which is the new text-to-video AI generator, and it was making movie trailers in natural landscapes. And it was photorealistic, and made me realize I would be able to achieve one of my lifelong dreams, which is to make feature films one day. except I wouldn't have to worry about the politics of the film industry. And I know the most important part of storytelling is the story itself, something compelling that connects with your emotions and experiences. My ideas include films about Nikola Tesla, Amelia Earhart, as well as the lost continent of Atlantis. The script and storytelling is all I'd have to write. The rest would be computer generated. Think of all those employed film actors, cinematographers, editors, and producers that would never get hired for these projects. I guess it would be true equality because all of them would be equally unemployed. Most of the people that I was exposed to in the film and television business were great people, except for those higher up with ego protecting their positions. But I'm sure that these days in the age of woke, it's a lot worse, based on the product that they're releasing. As for Microsoft paying women and minorities more, it's such an insignificant amount, it's just symbolic. They'll probably just hire less women and minorities going forward and keep the quality ones without firing the rest. East Asians, that are the most competent and hardworking, more so than whites, deserve to get paid more. That is if you believe in meritocracy. So I'd be upset if I was from that background and they only gave me $7 more than people that worked a lot less hard and didn't produce as many results. Microsoft has also had to kick up the perks for employee retention lately, like handing out stock options worth at least 25% of their salary. Google has also been having a ton of problems with employee retention, and the average Googler only works for about a year before moving on. That's even with free breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dinner is served at 6 p.m. and breakfast at 6 a.m. So many people come to work early and stay late for the perks, but end up working half the day away as wages. So it's not exactly a perk, but a trick to keep you in the office a lot longer. They do the same with letting their employees bring their dogs in. The idea is to make it more comfortable than home, so you don't want to leave, and therefore you spend all day working, because otherwise you'd get bored. I'm surprised they haven't provided private bedrooms and bathrooms yet, to keep their employees from ever leaving. That's what I would do if I was them. As for the illegal Microsoft wage gap, it seems the government prosecutors don't care about it. And most men won't actually make a stink either, so nothing will change. Women will still complain that men earn more money in general than women do. They'll keep on demanding equity masquerading as equality, and in the end they'll probably get their wish once machines and programs do most of the work in our civilization. Everyone will then get the same amount of money from the government, and we will achieve true equality. True communism for the masses, they will have all the creature comforts that they want, and capitalism for the elites, they will own the machines and software. That's where this is heading if we don't do something, and that's your choice as a man. Do you either become a member of the asset class or the universal basic income class? Your standard of living will probably be similar, but one will provide purpose, status, and maybe a little bit more freedom. The other, UBI, will mean you won't have as much autonomy. Technological deflation will eventually lead us to that state. Everything getting cheaper and cheaper forever, and every need fulfilled except for purpose. But getting back to filmmaking 25 years ago, I imagine that in the future, people would work on projects together. Someone might start a film by putting out a couple of shots, and then someone else would come in and add a little bit more to the story. YouTube was just the intermediate step between all of this. Imagine I make the first 5 minutes of a film using AI, and then 20 or 30 other people come in and each make the next 5 minutes, and the best 5 minute clip is added next, then the next 5 minutes, and then the next. I think that's the future of film, and I imagined that 25 years ago, and I didn't know how or why I was doing that. But now I do. Recently, The Critical Drinker dropped a trailer for his new film. The idea is to prove that amateurs can outdo the professional storytellers, and that's almost where we are now. Wokesters and those promoting so-called equality in Disney and other entertainment corporations are about to get obliterated the way news organizations have been over the last 20 years or so. I'm not worried, because if Microsoft becomes just as woke as Google or Alphabet with their AIs, eventually many AIs won't be racist and people will use those instead. Look at what Jensen Huang is doing to promote the idea that every country needs its own sovereign AI. Of course, he wants the profit from selling those countries the technology. But big US tech firms may not hold monopoly power forever in AI. Meanwhile, Elon proved that as a tech company, you can lay off 80% of your workers and things will actually get better. Imagine how many more can be laid off once AI gets fully implemented. Buckle your seatbelt, this is about to become a very bumpy ride. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the second topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that woke women are about to get smashed over the head by pink slips from big tech companies, so that Sandman's stock value can go up. bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that are happy to get paid more money than men at Microsoft, even when they realize their jobs are about to get permanently phased out away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.